Intelligence Warfare in the Middle East. This article examines the bomb attack during the memorial service for Qasem Soleimani, commander of the Quds Force of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps, IRGC, the intelligence attack on a senior Hamas official in Lebanon, and the Turkish intelligence operation against Mossad agents in Turkey. Additionally, it analyses the sociological problem of the rise of far-right populism and xenophobia in Europe. Finally, this text will assess the growth of the BRICS, a bloc of emerging economies that challenge the dominance of Western powers in the global arena. Salah al-Arari, one of the most senior figures in Hamas' political wing, was killed in an operation against Hamas in Beirut, Lebanon. The attack, which was carried out with an unmanned aerial vehicle, took place in Dahai, a known stronghold of Lebanese Hezbollah. The incident resulted in the deaths of 6 people, including 2 important executives of Hamas' armed wing. Although Israel did not explicitly claim responsibility for the assassination, the signs were pointing to Tel Aviv. Netanyahu's advisor Mark Regev commented, "Whoever carried out this attack targeted Hamas leaders with a surgical strike." After the news of the assassination, the voices of "this crime will not go unpunished" rose from the region. It is important to note that any potential response from Iran is not yet known. A bomb attack occurred in Iran during a commemoration ceremony for the death of Qasem Soleimani, commander of the Quds Force of Iran's Revolutionary Guards Army, who was killed in a U.S. drone attack at Baghdad Airport in 2020. 2 bombs were detonated in a row in the area where Soleimani's grave is located in Kerman, with the explosions occurring 10 minutes apart. The attack resulted in the death of at least 103 people and left 255 injured. Iran has announced that it will respond to this attack. Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State of the United States of America, canceled his scheduled visit to Israel on Friday and is now traveling to Turkey. The primary reason for his visit to Turkey is to address the issue of Iran. There is a possibility that Iran may escalate the conflict, and Blinken aims to prevent this through Turkey. It is not in Iran's interest to expand the war, as it already faces internal problems that could trigger an uprising. Additionally, Hezbollah is unlikely to engage in war against Israel. If Iran and Hezbollah were to go to war against Israel, major uprisings would occur in East Jerusalem and West Sharia. In this hypothetical scenario, Israel would suffer a significant setback. The United States' current objective is to prevent and bring an end to the ongoing conflict. The war in Israel must cease before the U.S. can commence its planned operations against China in the Asia-Pacific. The U.S. strategy in the Asia-Pacific will be determined by the outcome of the elections in Taiwan. The USS Gerald R. Ford warship has been withdrawn from Israel, and others will follow suit. The presence of the U.S. and other countries' warships was to prevent the escalation of the conflict in Israel, and now they will begin to withdraw. If there were a possibility of war in the region, the USS Gerald R. Ford warship would not have been withdrawn from Israel. It is important to note that following the U.S. decision to withdraw the USS Gerald R. Ford warship from Israel, there were explosions and attacks in Iran and Lebanon. This suggests a potential correlation between the two events. Additionally, it appears that a new strategy may be in development for dealing with Iran in the region. Establishing peace and cooperation among countries such as Iran and Turkey could significantly reduce the U.S. presence and power in the region. The U.S. policy in the Middle East relies on the disagreements between these countries and the artificial Shiite struggle. In order to maintain its global influence in the 21st century, the USA has developed a strategic plan across all continents. However, their strategy for the Middle East has not been entirely successful, particularly after China facilitated a reconciliation between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Additionally, Turkey has improved its relations with Saudi Arabia. It is a common political tactic to pit people against each other when countries cannot be divided. You will increase hatred and discontent among the people. Then this will affect everything. Now the targeted policy in the Middle East is targeting these internal dynamics. Especially Turkey. Far-right extremism is on the rise in Europe. If right-wing extremists were to gain a majority in the EU Parliament elections, it could have an impact on the functioning of the EU. There appears to be a deliberate effort to promote right-wing extremism in Europe, which is contributing to a politically imbalanced situation. Anti-Islamic and anti-immigrant sentiments are being used as part of a sociological strategy in Europe. In the future, the main conflict is likely to occur within Europe and the USA. Internal dynamics are already causing decomposition, which will have significant sociological consequences. By 2024, an ideological policy will be implemented in societies through social engineering, thesis, and antithesis. There is a growing polarization among people worldwide. In the statement made by Putin 2 days ago, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Ethiopia, and Egypt officially became a member of BRICS. Putin stated that an additional 30 countries are interested in joining BRICS. This Gulf initiative challenges the US plans in the Middle East. BRICS is an organization that presents an alternative to the Western Union. The economic capacity of BRICS has reached $29.5 trillion, accounting for 30% of world trade. The world's major oil producers and consumers are members of BRICS. BRICS members envision selling BRICS oil on the energy exchange in Shanghai using Chinese yuan instead of US dollars, and then purchasing gold with it. BRICS is making slow but steady progress in this regard and is expected to continue growing over the next 6 years. Turkish intelligence conducted an operation against several agents of Mossad and the Mossad-affiliated 8200 organization in Turkey. A month ago, Israel announced its intention to target Hamas leaders in Turkey, Qatar, and Lebanon. In response, the Turkish intelligence agency, MIT, launched an operation. MIT carried out a new operation against Mossad's agents in Turkey, resulting in the arrest of 34 individuals. On the same day, news of an assassination in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, made headlines. The National Intelligence Organization carried out its fourth operation against the Israeli intelligence organization, Mossad, since 2021. There is a significant struggle between MIT and Mossad. MIT launched operations against individuals and agents working for Mossad in Turkey in October 2021, detaining 29 people in December 2022, targeting 17 agents in April 2023, and 46 people on January 2. Yesterday morning, the Istanbul Provincial Security Intelligence Branch and Anti-Terror Branch Directorate detained 34 people, mostly foreign nationals, in 8 provinces centered in Istanbul. 12 of these individuals were found to have traveled abroad beforehand. These are the events that took place in the world in the last 2 weeks. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog via email from the bottom of the blog homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I will share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analyst, Kanan Haydarov. Subject: Intelligence Warfare in the Middle East. Data: June 1, 2024.